morning, Cascadia. This is the Thanatlord Times Tribune, and today is Wednesday, April 25th, 2018. You're listening to KBOO Portland, Community Sanctuary Solidarity at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM. This is weather for today around the region. We've got sunny skies, highs around, woo, wait for it, 85, and calm wind tonight, clear skies, and a low around 54 tomorrow. Dawns bright and sunny, and high eventually reaching 81 tomorrow, Thursday night. Chance of showers rolling in and thunderstorms, and a low around 52. And there is, in fact, a good chance of getting a bit of rain. That's the weather for your Cascadia region. Don't forget, this is, as the saying goes, it's the most wonderful time of the year, isn't it? Because it's membership drive, and this is your chance to raise your voice, and lend your voice to ours. Don't forget, according to the Supreme Court, KBOO, we are not an institution. We're a person. So it's like, it's not like giving money, or it's not like investing in some strange, ephemeral corporate entity. It's like, it's just like giving it to another person, right? So it's money, as we're going to talk about a little bit, it definitely has more and more power. We've seen that as we watch events around us unfold. And just as it has the power to do great evil, it has the power to do great good. And in fact, perhaps the good, the potential good that your money can do is quite likely far greater than the mischief that it could be up to if you let it loose in the environment, unchaperoned, by itself. You can't let... It's, 10 o'clock now? Do you know where your money is? Probably not. Probably not. But if you just call that number right now, 1-877-500-5266, call that number, and you will know exactly where your money is because you put it there. And then you get to hear where it is, too, because it's like dropping a stone into a well. You know, ripples go out forever and ever, as far as we know, and sound rolls back to you, amplified. So you can hear your money on the air, speaking up. It's an individual. Why not? We're going to have a terrific guest today. This is I had been working on the situation with Jordan Cove and the Pacific, particularly the Pacific Connector Line. And Jody McCaffrey generously sent on many, many news clippings and a schedule for the next few days, our various meetings and hearings that are open to the public, and you can go down there, and I wish we could all do that somehow, and speak out against what might be. We're already destroying the oceans. The Atlantic spiral is coming to a halt. No one has any idea what effect that will have. Scientists say that when the oceans die, the planet dies. And yet, we're still fooling around with the Pacific Ocean. It was a terrible idea. And yet they're doing it. The whole prospect of putting an LNG terminal in an earthquake tsunami zone and on a sandbar. Anybody who's ever had a picnic on a sandbar knows exactly what we're talking about here. Nonetheless, that's what they're up to. And strangely enough, the Portland Business Alliance has got itself involved. We're talking now with Deborah Romarin. Thanks so much for being with us, Deborah. Briefly, what is you've apparently got a horse in the race, and we're all wondering what the Portland Business Alliance, what its alliance is with this, with Pembina, the Canadian mega company that is attempting to launch this.
Yes. Well, as you, of course, stated, I'm just a Canadian company wants to build a 229-mile massive pipeline through Oregon and connect fracked gas that would be conveyed all the way to a liquefied natural gas export terminal, and all of it would be sent overseas to Asia. So just recently, the Portland Business Alliance publicly came out in full support of this project. We were very dismayed. I can't say we were completely, it wasn't completely unexpected, but we were very dismayed to learn that. And as a result of that, we are going to make our voices known about how we feel about that, about their stand.
So before we, I want to ask you a couple more questions in the time we have left. Just to remind listeners, when is this action happening?
So what's happening is the Portland Business Alliance is having their annual convention next Tuesday, May 1st, at the Oregon Convention Center. And we are coming down, many of the public, many business owners, I'm a business owner myself, we're coming down to meet them or greet them in the morning from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. We will be right in front outside on the MLK side, and we will have signs and banners and leaflets to let them know that the entire business community does not support their stand. And we are really hoping that we are supportive of, we need Chamber of Commerce's, but we need them to step into the 21st century and start embracing clean energy jobs and forward-looking projects that help our environment and take us into a new century.
So what's in it for the Portland Business Alliance? Because I didn't see this one coming, and I'm on the subject all the time.
Well, you mean why did they support
them? Yeah, what's in it? What is in it for them?
Well, you know, it's usually the same reasons over and over again. It's usually about jobs, and it's about tax revenues. But it's interesting, the jobs that are purported that we that are expected down there, they are saying anywhere from maybe 3,500 construction jobs, and those, of course, are temporary jobs. But think of it, most of those people are going to be coming to Oregon in cars that have license plates that don't say Oregon on them. And the permanent jobs, they're saying anywhere maybe from around 100 to 200 permanent jobs actually at the export terminal. Once again, they're going to want people who are very experienced with these types of facilities, which incidentally are highly methane, that's the product, highly combustible, highly flammable. You're going to need people who are experts in the field. And most of those people are coming in from other places in the country. But I just have to say, even if all of those jobs went to Oregonians, the question always is, what price dirty jobs? We can't afford these kinds of jobs.
It's the very fact that they're thinking about. Also, the numbers are, I'm wondering about those numbers because automation has moved ahead at a tremendous rate of speed. It's highly unlikely that those numbers are correct. More jobs will be automated. There'll be very few jobs, mostly from outside the region. But it's still astonishing that with all that it has on its plate right now, that the Portland Business Alliance would all of a sudden appear.
You know, it's interesting. I also want to mention, some of my colleagues have actually talked to business owners who are listed as one of the PBA members, and people that we've contacted so far have been appalled and didn't even realize that this happens. Now, we have to remember that this is the leadership of the PBA that makes these decisions. They say that they have 1,900 members, and my guess is that a good number of those members do not know what the official position of the PBA is.
Yes, there goes the beach house, right, for a lot of these people.
Right.
You know, we have to go right now. We're going to go and see if we could.
Want to say one more thing.
Please
The other thing that they don't take into account is how many jobs are actually going to be destroyed or harmed in that entire area where the pipeline and the LNG facility will be located. This is going to destroy some of the salmon fishing, forestry, clam, and oyster harvesters. I mean, it's a train wreck even for jobs, and PBA should know better than this.
Thank you so much. My guest is being Deborah Romero, and she's a business owner and activist who cares enough to raise her voice, get this press release out, and alert us to an action taking place on May Day. So we're not at May Day here, but we'll let you know where we are. We've got Dan and Liz out there in the big room. And
good morning, Chris.
Good morning. We're all here. We're members and we are volunteers here at KBOO. Been here for a while, and we want to welcome you, whether you're a returning member or whether you've been a member for years and years. This is a time, this is a place, it is now, and we literally, just as we cannot afford to play around with our coastal waters, we cannot afford to play around with the airwaves here. I get it? Sorry about that. We can't afford to fool around. It's time really to step up. These are dangerous times we live in. Money really does have the capacity to do a lot of good and a lot of bad. And we want to raise a little good.
And here's a way to do that, because you can put your money to some really good use right now by becoming a member at KBOO. And the way you do that is by calling 877-500-5266. That number again, 877-500-5266, or go online to kboo.fm.
And you can make your donation on the phone. You can make your donation online.
You can make your donation in person. Come on down to visit us.
Down.
We're at 20 Southeast 8th between Burnside and Ankeny. And we would love to meet you in person and show you around the station and show you how your money is going to really, really good use. We also want to talk about the fact that all of the voices you hear right now on the airwaves at KBOO are people volunteering their time. Chris, how long have you been doing Air Cascadia? Not sure. Okay, since Chris is off the air, but that's okay. She's been putting in so many hours of time bringing you local hard-hitting stories that you're not going to hear anywhere else. We know that you appreciate this kind of programming because you are tuned into it at this very moment. So this is the very moment to show your support, 877-500-5266, or again online at kboo.fm.
And as a special bonus, if you become a member now, you'll be entered to win a prize, and it's just today. Today's drawing is for $300 to Mississippi Records. Imagine all the music you could get for that. You could come have your own show here at KBOO with the music you just won.
Your own music library. 877-500-5266.
Or kboo.fm.
Thanks for your support.
Thank you.
Flashpoints.